if you were talking about, you wanted to know everyone who was at a party, let's say, and you might ask a friend of yours, who
is they?
You want to know everybody, the names of all the people at the party. And say, well, it was a good party. And somebody, he said, it was really a great party. And you say, yeah. I said, who was there? Who
was it that I didn't know?
Well, if you're talking about a number of people, would you ever use who all was there?
Well, yes, if I weren't there.
Yeah.
I'd say who all was there.
All right. And you might say, and you want to know everything he said, you might say what?
What all was said or
all right.
done.
And if you were talking to a number of people, you might say, coming back again, you're talking to three people out on your porch, you say, now when are you
coming back?
Would you use you all there?
Yeah, I'd say when you all coming back.
Now, would you ever use that for just one person?
No, when are you coming back?
Okay. Now, if there were three people out there and there was a car parked out in the driveway there and you saw some people standing across the road, say three people, would you ever say to them, is that you, car? You were asking them a question, say, is that you?
Is that your car?
Yeah. Would you ever say, is that y'all's car? Does that sound
No, it'd just be mostly, I guess, is that your car?
Is that your car? You'd
just be speaking mostly to the driver.
Okay. And if I asked you, I'd say, whose briefcase is this? You know, and you'd say, why, that's
mine.
And if you'd say, it's yours.
Yours or
yeah, all right. If it belonged to both of us, you'd say it's
mine or you all's.
All right, belonged to
both of you.
Okay, belonged to you know, it belonged to you and me. You'd say it's
ours together.
Yeah, and if it belonged to them, you'd say it's
you all's
or
yours, theirs.
If it belonged to him, you'd say it's
his.
If it belonged to her,
be her.
And if someone asked you about the greatest distance you could walk, and you'd say, well, you'd say on that rainy day, you'd say 5 miles was the
limit.
Was the far
farthest I could walk.
All right. And someone asked you to do something, you'd say, well, I'll do it for you, but you really ought to ask him because he can do it better than
I can.
And you're talking about height, and you'd say, he isn't as tall as
I am.
But I'm not as, talking about somebody else, I'm not as tall as
he is.
Right. And if we're going to do something together, you'd say me and you. All right. Or you and me. All right. We'll do this.
Do this.
All right. And if we're now you said both of us together. If you're going to say when is so and so coming over? Talk about two people. You'd say, are you coming by yourself? You'd say, he's
coming.
All right. And if you pick up a telephone and someone asks for Mr. say
it's me.
And you're talking about, I'd say, where's Mr. say, why, that's?
That's a fellow over the across the way.
Would you say it's him? It's
no, if he's asked for Mr. So he doesn't live here, he lives over the way.
Yeah. Say, when's Charlie coming over? You hear a knocking on the door, say, why, that's
Charlie now.
That's him
now.
And if it's a girl, you'd say that's
her now.
And if it's two of them, you'd say that.
They're both here.
That's them. Okay. And if a person isn't careful, but you know, you'd say, he really, to be more careful, he really
should be.
Right. And if he, now, did you ever use the expression, you know, when you were a child, to dare someone to do something?
Yeah.
You'd say, I'm gonna dare him to walk next to that graveyard at night.